I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Conrad, and Rosalie, and Gracie, and Gavin, and Isabel, and Maddie. I need a volunteer to help me illustrate some. Conrad, will you help me? Okay. If you'll come stand right here, in each hand, take a weight, and I want you to stand for as long as you can with those weights sticking out. So the passage that I'm preaching on this morning is from Galatians 6:2, and it says, "Bear one another's burdens." And so sometimes when we're out there in life, there are some things that come along that can be really heavy. Is it too heavy?
No.
No? Do you want someone to help you? It hurts right there. Can someone come and help Conrad hold one of these weights or hold up his arm? Oh my goodness. Okay, so Grace is going to help hold up your arms. How does that feel? Here, turn your wrist around so you don't hurt your wrist. Is it easier or harder to hold those weights when Gracie's helping you?
Easier.
It's easier. Why are some, well, okay, I tell you what. I'll let you go ahead and sit down because I think you've illustrated what I wanted to say, and that is sometimes life can be really hard, and the things that we have to carry in life can be really heavy. And sometimes we feel like we have to carry those things all by ourselves. But when we do, the longer that we hold those heavy things, the harder it gets to hold them. But in the family of God, we're called to bear one another's burdens. And so that means that when life gets really hard and really heavy, we can help hold each other's arms up as we carry those hard things. Maybe we can help even take away the hard things and carry it with them. Because it's just too much sometimes to do on our own. But sometimes when we're dealing with really hard things in life, sometimes we don't always want to ask for help. Can you guys help me think of why we don't always want to ask for help, even if things are really hard? Yes?
You want to prove everyone right that you can be strong?
You want to prove everyone right that you can be strong. I heard somebody say it's embarrassing to ask for help. It's embarrassing when people know that we can't do something all by ourselves. Those are absolutely some really, really true reasons why we don't ask for help. Can you think of any others?
You want to be more kind.
You want to be more kind? Well, tell me, how does it feel when somebody asks you to help them? Does it feel embarrassing when somebody asks you to help them? No? If somebody needs, you get up and help them. You want to help them, right? Do you think that they should be embarrassed if they ask you for help on something? No. You always should ask for help. So you all have helped me to put words to things that I think we all often think. You know, life is hard and life is heavy. And when we ourselves need help, we so often don't want to ask for help because we're embarrassed. We want to prove to others that we're strong enough. We have so many reasons why we don't want to ask for help. But when other people ask us for help, we're happy to help. And we don't think that they should be embarrassed. And we don't think bad of them or think that they're weak or that they're not strong. We feel grateful that we can help them. So this verse today that I'm going to preach on, bear one another's burdens. We love to bear other people's burdens, and we're pretty good at it, but we're actually not very good at letting other people bear our burdens. And so I want to encourage you, while you are still young, to work on this. It's not something easy, and it certainly doesn't come naturally, but when you need help, it's okay to ask for help, because others aren't thinking the things about you that you're thinking about yourselves. They want to help you, and they want to love you. And especially here in the church and in this family of God, we love one another and we want to help and care for others. So when you have a hard time asking for help, ask God to give you courage and strength to let others help you. Let's pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today and for each other. Sometimes it can be hard to ask for help. Help us to be strong and courageous enough to ask others for help and continue to use us to help others. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up this morning. Conrad, you want to take these back to your seat with you? I'm just teasing you. He's going to do some calisthenics while I preach to